How y'all doing today? This is a new episode of the Jason Davis Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Davis, and this is my partner, JJ.
What's going on, everybody?
So how y'all doing today? So for today's topic, we want to talk about accountability. And the reason why I want to talk about this topic, because this is really important, is because today, on The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God apologized to Kwame Brown after talking about his family and putting out his family history out there for the public to hear. And when he did that, Kwame Brown was on his neck. He went at it with him. And he literally told Charlamagne Tha God, I didn't even know that about my father. My mother never told me any of those things. I didn't even know I even had a brother who killed himself or killed someone. And because it caused so much backlash, Charlamagne got so much backlash for everybody for exposing that man's family like that. He acknowledged that he was wrong. And he went on his own platform and he apologized. Said that he apologized to him and he was out of pocket. And, you know, he'll pretty much work on doing better. Listen, I'm all for someone saying that they're sorry, because he didn't have to. He could just ignored it, like nothing never happened, kept it, you know, and took the cowardly way out. But it takes a lot of guts to literally come up and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, and I shouldn't have done that. That takes a lot. And a lot of people can't say sorry when they're wrong, because they don't want to look like they're weak. But that's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. When you can actually admit when you're wrong, when you can take accountability for your actions. And I personally think that was the right thing for him to do. You know, I'm not going to keep, you know, I'm not going to be like some people keep beating him upside his head about the whole thing. Because when I was raised, my mother always told me, when somebody comes up to you and sincerely apologizes to you, accept their apology and move on and let it go. Because it's not healthy to hold on to grudges. Someone said that they're sorry, let it go. Plain and simple. And he has gained my respect again. Because before all this, I was a Charlamagne fan at one point. But as time changed and he became more, I feel more politically correct, I kind of distance myself from him, because he wasn't being as real as he was before, you know? Yeah, it rubbed a lot of people off. The old Charlamagne used to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but it was the truth, and he was telling the truth. And his biggest thing why I admire him the most about Charlamagne, he used to say this: live your truth so your truth cannot be used against you. That's one of my favorite quotes for Charlamagne. And I want to big him up for apologizing like a man and having the courage to do it and do what's right, you know? So what's your take on this, JJ?
First off, if he had an issue with Kwame Brown, he should have found dirt on him specifically. That's number one. Never in anybody's career should you go and dig up somebody's family's past. Their actions have nothing to do with their family. And when you do that, like Charlamagne said, what he admitted to was he opened up a can of worms and he hurt more than just Kwame Brown and his family. He hurt other people's families, you know, families that were trying to not necessarily bury the hatchet and forget, but those that were trying to heal from the hurt that was caused by those actions. So, in a sense, He reopened those wounds. Not in a sense. He did. He reopened those wounds for those that were impacted by, the actions that he spoke on. Now, for him to apologize, that took a lot. It took a lot for, one, a man to admit that he was wrong. And then, two, to publicly apologize as he publicly embarrassed Kwame Brown, his family, and the other people that he embarrassed. He used his platform to talk bad about the people, and he used the same platform to apologize, to right or wrong, to basically call himself a dumbass. Because he shouldn't have did it. He shouldn't have did it. He did it. It was put out there. He came back. He apologized. And now all they can do is start the healing process over again, or hit the play button and continue to heal from it. And, you know, I don't know how Kwame Brown, as a man, as a grown man, not knowing these things, how he's now affected by it, how his family's now affected by it, how he looks at the entire situation, especially since he didn't know this up until Charlamagne put it out there. You know, did it cause a rift between him and his mom? You know, he's always talking about his mother and his mother's cooking. I love it. So now it's almost like, well, did that cause a rift in their relationship? Because it was something that his mom never shared with him. So for Charlamagne the God to put it out there, yeah, he did it to hurt him, but I can't say if it was a malicious intent or if it was just meant to damage him. I'm pretty sure it did damage him in some way, shape, form, or fashion. But I can't say how Kwame feels. I know how I would feel. I would be hurt. I would feel betrayed. And I would have so many other feelings to go along with it. It would just be too much to put out there. But I would definitely have questions and grievances, because that's something that I should have known, or I believe that's something that Kwame Brown should have known at some point in his life before Charlamagne dug up the dirt and put it out there. As he got older, I'm sure he would have understood, you know, that his dad didn't make all the best decisions, you know, or his brothers or whoever didn't make all the best decisions growing up, and it could come back and bite him in the ass. Now, they weren't his actions, but they were actions of family members, whether he knew them or not. But for somebody else to put it out there, and that's how you find out about it, that's got to be hurtful. Got to be hurtful. I don't care how you look at it. It's got to be hurtful. And like I said, I would definitely feel betrayed, and I would feel some kind of way, because I would just feel like those closest to me should have told me that information, should have shared that information. I applaud Charlamagne for coming back and apologizing and speaking to whoever he spoke to about the entire situation. So they can smack his ass with some Acrite, because that's what they did. Kwame Brown, I'm sorry that you had to experience that. I hope and pray that you don't ever have to experience that ever again in life. I hope and pray that nobody has to experience that ever again in life, because that's a different type of hurt.
Yeah, I agree. To admit, to literally admit that you're wrong, to apologize to somebody, takes a lot. It literally takes a lot. And it takes a lot of maturity. It takes some courage. And it takes some acceptance. You know, the acceptance of the fact that the person may or may not forgive you. And this is just what it is, you know. I remember when I was younger, this is a little personal, but I can share it because I'm in a different place right now. And a lot of people got healed for what I have done. When I was younger, I had a habit of stealing and robbing people. Robbing stores, robbing kids from other schools, taking my brother's stuff and selling it to get money. I had a lot of bad habits about myself, and I hurt a lot of people. And mind you, I was young. I was like, shit. I was doing that since 14. I could say 14 to 20. I had a habit of taking shit that wasn't mine to selling it. Doing underhanded shit, sneaky shit. And the people I hurt the most was the people closest to me. My mother, my brother, my grandmother. I hurt them. I hurt them a lot. And it broke their heart. The reason why I did it, I was going through a lot of different things. One, I was going through depression, severe depression. I was just trying to be someone I wasn't, you know. I was just trying to find a place to be accepted. And I could even go as far to say that, yeah, I was trying to buy some friendship because I wanted to be a part of something. I always felt that I was an outcast. I always felt that I was different because I see the world differently than everyone else. When I was in high school, it's like early 2000s. Everybody was listening to Cash Money, Ludacris. Southern hip hop was on the rise. Me, I was the only one in fucking high school listening to fucking Rakim, MC Surge, Large Professor, Nas, Wu-Tang. I was listening to New York hip hop strictly, and a lot of motherfuckers would tell me, why are you listening to old ass rappers for? People used to clown me for it. You know? Playing that Paid in Full album. I didn't dress fly like everyone else. I looked like a nerd. Your dudes can get girls. I couldn't get no chicks. Stuff like that. Peer pressure. I remember one time on Valentine's Day, the entire school gave each other gifts, and I was the only one in that square that didn't receive anything. The only one. So I was really going through it. And like I couldn't really explain. I had like a really compulsive spending habit. If I wanted something, you know, and I couldn't wait, I would sell it. I would take, you know. I end up hurting my brother. I end up, you know, because I was lying. When I was confronted by, I used to lie my ass off. I didn't have the heart to say I did it because I knew I was wrong, you know. And how I grew out of that was, let me tell you how all that changed. I'm gonna wrap it up. My mom's ex-boyfriend approached me one day and said to me, man, why are you always stealing and taking shit? Why are you always doing that? He said that, yo, is one of these niggas out here fucking with you for money, trying to make you give the money and shit? Because if they are, I'll make sure they'll never fuck with you again. But he said that, yo, man, come on. Listen, Jay. There are days where I got it. I can do what I want. Money I got. I can spend. I can give. I can do all that. But you know what? It's just some days where I don't got it. And if I don't got it, I I just don't got it. And I don't, and as simple as those words were, I felt like a heavy weight off my shoulders. Just whatever was weighing me down for so long just came out of my body. Just, it was just released from me. And ever since then, yo, I stopped. I stopped doing all that shit. I got myself a job. Made my own money. I think time was like 24, 25. I came up to my brother and I apologized to him. And I told him, yo, I wasn't myself. I tell you the truth, I really didn't know why I really did the things I did to you. And I apologized for selling your stuff and, you know, hurting you like that. And he looked at me and said, nah, it's okay. I knew that wasn't really you. And that's not who you really are. And I know that you was going through something. You was really going through something. And you ain't got to explain it to me. I know. So I forgive you. It's okay. Do you know how much that made me feel better? Because it was weighing me down. It was weighing me down. It was really weighing me down. Because I hurt him and he has been nothing but good to me. And I love my brother. Me and my brother, we love each other. You know? And I had to grow up. And you know, the thing about growing up and being an adult, even more so being a man, is to admit when you're wrong. Ain't nothing wrong saying that sorry. I was out of pocket and I should never have said that to you. I'm just telling you the truth. A sorry can go a long way, believe it or not. I mean, the most toughest, brawling ass nigga isn't always the toughest nigga. Being tough doesn't always necessarily mean that you're a man. You know what I mean? It's more to being a man than just being tough. You know what I mean? Being a thug, being a gangster ass nigga doesn't just necessarily really make you a man. To really make yourself really a man is when you acknowledge your mistakes and you learn from it. That's what being a man is about. Taking responsibility and holding yourself accountable. We men, we always hold ourselves accountable. We always have. We hold each other accountable, especially when we do stupid shit. Be a man, yo, be a wiser man there to check you and drop the knowledge on you. Say, man, you out of line. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with saying sorry. I'll give you another story. Real talk. There was this kid. He was older than me. He like older than me. This heavy set kid named Arthur. His name was Arthur. And I used to make fun of him. We made fun of his weight. I used to fuck with him. I used to make fun of him. And you know, it's me doing it out of fun, out of play. I'm just joking. It's out of fun. You know what I mean? It's a joke. It's not that serious. You know what I mean? So one day, because he graduated high school before me. I think he was a junior or a senior. Yeah, at the time he was a senior. He just graduated. He came back to school. I get to pick up something. And I was happy to see him. I said, hey, Arthur, how you doing? He said, fuck out my face, Jason. The fuck away from me. So, shit. My feelings were hurt. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck was that all about? And then it hit me. Oh, I see why. Because I used to fuck with him a lot. I used to bully him and fuck with him. You used to talk mad shit to him. Let me tell you something. I seen that man years later on 25th, on 125th Street. I'm about to hop the train uptown to go home. And I seen him. And I said, hey, Arthur. And he gave me dap. Yo, what's up, Jason? And I said, yo, let me talk to you real quick. I need to talk to you. Told him from the bottom of my heart, man, I apologize, man. That was fucked up for me to say those horrible things to you when we was kids. We was teenagers. I should never had say anything about your way or anything. Like, from the bottom of my heart, man, I apologize, man. I'm not really a mean or malicious person like that. And, you know, I'm not mad. And no, I'm really hurt that I hurt you like that. I just want you to find your heart to forgive me. And your Arthur looked at me and said, man, that's a long time ago. We was teenagers. We was kids. That's over with. I'm past that, man. But thank you for your apology, man. Me and him gave each other, we gave each other a hug. I'll never forget that. I was cheering for that man. When that man did his workout, he was losing weight. He was losing weight. He was going to the gym. He was losing weight. He was getting thinner and thinner. I was cheering for him, man. I was happy for him. I was cheering for him. I found out, I guess, a couple years later, 2 years later, I found out he passed away. He died in his sleep. And I was heartbroken about that shit. I was heartbroken. I was really heartbroken. Because I was cheering for him. I was happy for him. I was cheering for him. You could see that he was feeling good. You see that he was living his life the way he wanted to live it. And I'll tell you this, I'm so glad that I took the opportunity to apologize to that man. Because if I didn't, I would live to regret that. Not to tell him that I'm sorry. Life is short, man. All this talk, all this shit talking we do with one another and everything, that's fine. That's nice and dandy. But time is, time. We don't have time. People think they have to have all the time in the world. We don't have time. When you out of pocket, you said something hurtful to somebody, it's not a sign of weakness to say you're sorry. Because you may not have another chance to say sorry to that person. If you feel guilty about it, about what you have done. And I'm just grateful that I had the opportunity to apologize to that man, because he deserved it. He really deserved it. So we had to live our lives. We had to live our lives by giving people respect. Know what I mean? Get everybody respect. Be mindful of what you say about. Be mindful of what you say to people, especially people you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And if you are out of pocket and you feel that you out of line, or heck, you feel out of line, apologize. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I had to apologize to numerous people before because I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Then someone corrected me. And I had to come up and I had to apologize. Because you know why? Because it's the right thing to do. And I'm not a punk. I'm not going to punk out and just walk away, hide behind the bushes because I don't want to face the music. And what Charlamagne did, well, he faced the music and he apologized. That tells you the kind of man he is. And that needs to be acknowledged. So We shouldn't have to keep beating him upside the head about something. Once someone said they sorry, that's it. We keep it moving. You know what I mean? And that's how it should be. So what about you, JJ? You got anything else you want to say?
No, I think I pretty much said everything. I mean, big ups to Charlamagne for doing the right thing after he did the wrong thing. Now it's just up to Kwame Brown to express how you feel about it and move on from there. Hopefully he can be, forgiving, and they can squash all this, maybe collab on something and move on. It's like you said, life is too short. Time is of the essence. We're not promised tomorrow. So, who knows what's to come of it, but squash it out, pound it out, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But, you know, ain't nothing wrong saying sorry. So, and even sorry, like, it been situations where I wasn't wrong. But, because I didn't want to be bothered with it, because I'm the bigger person, I apologize. All right. I'm sorry I said that to you. I didn't know. And I keep it moving. And it's not a side witness to be the bigger person too. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Ain't nothing wrong being a bigger person. Because, yo, there's some fights just not worth fighting for. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to say you're sorry. And if you are, and if you did something wrong, fucking, yo, own up to it and make it right. We human beings, we are not perfect. And I'm just going to say it like it is. We're not perfect. All of us, we can't. It's impossible for there to be the perfect person. You know what I mean? We're not perfect. Nothing we do is perfect. But see, that's what makes life so interesting. Is that we're not perfect. That we make mistakes. And we learn from our mistakes. That's called growth. So, listen. You fuck up. Listen. It's okay. I have fucked up numerous of times. And because, let me tell you how much it'll hold you back. I had a podcast previous called You're Not Alone. And I interviewed a few family, a few friends, family members. I interviewed them. And because, you know, I was so worried about the mistakes I made, you know, the stuttering and stuff like that. I was ruled by that. You know, I never really went further with it. I was always trying to be perfect. I was always trying to do the perfect podcast, do everything perfect. But I had to come to terms that no one's perfect. Everybody got to start somewhere. You know, everybody in the beginning makes some mistakes there, but by you keep practicing, you keep doing it, you still in it, you learn how to get better. It's like going to the gym. If you keep going to the gym, you're going to see results. You'll get better. You know, if you keep writing, you keep doing something, you'll get better at it. You get the hang of it. You know? So it's okay to make mistakes. My first couple of episodes with my new podcast, I noticed I probably said a few mistakes. You know, my speech wasn't probably all that clear. So, but I'm better right now, right? You all can hear me. So listen, do yourselves a favor. If you have done something wrong to someone and you felt that it's wrong, go apologize. Swallow your pride and apologize. Because that person may not be here the next day for you to say sorry. Family member, a friend, you know, someone you did wrong, and if you're able to apologize to them, apologize. Say I was out of pocket and I should never have done that. Have some backbone. You know, try not to take the cowardly way out by acting like it never happened. You know? So pretty much that's all I got to say today. Oh, by the way, guys, follow my Instagram. That's Jason Davis Pod at Jason Davis Pod. Follow my Instagram page for more content. And thank you all for listening. And also subscribe to Anchor, to my Anchor account or my Instagram page. And, you know, and if you, and to keep this, keep the episodes coming. Yeah, I just need your support. So subscribe to Anchor and, you know, help a brother out. You know, help us out so we can keep doing more episodes. Okay, guys? All only I gotta say to you guys, you have a wonderful day. Peace to the next episode.
Listen, like, share.
That's right. You heard the lady.